Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Ethan, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Sunday, July 19th. Happy Resurrection Day! Today we continue our Sunday morning series through Deuteronomy. This week, different staff members will read scripture passages, and today we'll be reading from Deuteronomy 11 and Psalm 8. I'll be reading out of the New International Version. Deuteronomy chapter 11, starting in verse 18. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. As I reflect on this passage in Deuteronomy, I see a continued theme, remembering. It's a key theme through the whole book of Deuteronomy. And this week we realize that remembering is a group activity. Sure, I can think of something all by myself, but that's not really the remembrance that Moses has in mind here. He wants us to remember together, to share our experiences with others, and especially share them with the next generation. If remembering is a group activity, that also means that we should be humble so that we too can be reminded. When I was a kid, my mom would often instruct me, right? When I was very young, she would tell me, Ethan, you need to drink some water. Ethan, you need to sit in your car seat. And as a small toddler, do you know what my response was? I would say, I know that already. Isn't that funny? As a toddler, I thought that I knew what she had in mind for me, but I wasn't doing it yet. That's why we need to be humble so that we can be reminded by the people around us who can point us back towards the Lord. So this week, here's my question for you. Do your children know your testimony? Do your children know times in your life when God answered your prayers? I encourage you to share those things with them. And if you don't have children of your own, I encourage you to think of someone in your church community that should know these things. Remind them of who God has been to you in your life. Now we'll turn to the Psalms as we read Psalm 8 this week. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. As I read the psalm this week, honestly, I looked up the word majesty. It's one I might say a lot, but one that this week I just didn't really know what it meant. Majesty is impressive grandeur or supreme greatness that inspires awe and respect. It is helpful to me to hear that definition. I put those different words in to get these phrases. How impressive is your name in all the earth? How respected is your name in all the earth? Although God's name is so majestic and recognized worldwide, God still chooses to give his name and authority and power to us humans he shares with us. This is one of the great mysteries of the Bible. God is both our creator and ruler, and he is also our friend. What a wonderful truth for us to dwell on today. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's Word together. Would you pray with me? Lord, our Lord, your name truly is majestic in all the earth. We can see your creation, and see your majesty all around us. Give us the eyes to see you today. Give us the ears to hear. Help us to respond in thankfulness and praise. We love you, Lord, and we trust you. And we pray all this in your name. Amen.